This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope you're all doing really well. So I ran my half marathon. Really proud of me. That was a week ago now. And yeah, guys, I did it. I did it in 1 hour, 59 minutes. So literally just under 2 hours. And I'm super duper proud of myself. Really proud of myself. I don't really know what else to say. I do sort of feel like onto the next, you know, like that was my first one. It was a great achievement, but it's, you know, I'm not ready to stop there. So let's just keep going, keep on pushing. In today's video, we are going to discuss my next training plan, what went well in this training plan, and what I think needs to be improved going into my next training plan for my half marathon. Say a shot every time I say training plan. And then we're going to go hop back on Reddit and keep the theme of fitness this week. And we are going to react to people's embarrassing gym stories and embarrassing gym posts on Reddit, because, you know, we've had a lot of festival content the past few weeks. So let's hop back on the fitness train. I feel really like conflicted about where my content is going, because on TikTok, I have such an even split of followers that are like ravers and runners. And I kind of love that, but like, what a mix, you know, the two just don't usually combine, but I'm here to combine them. That's my niche. Run, rave, repeat, you know? So I hope I can inspire the runners to rave a little, and I can inspire the ravers to run a little, you know? Balance. Every time I say the word balance, I think of the song Balance by Wilkinson, I think. And if you haven't heard that song, it's an amazing song, so you should listen to it. I went to see Sub Focus on the weekend, though. Sorry, have to speak about that for a second, because I discussed it in my, what I've booked in my calendar. Also, side note, my posture in the last video was so bad, it was making me cringe. So I'm going to try and sit up straight this week. But yeah, Sub Focus on the weekend was absolutely amazing at Alexandra Palace. I cannot get over how good it was. Sub Focus, you are the GOAT for me. He is my number one DJ. So good. Unreal. Every single time I've been to a DJ's own event, they just invite loads of guests and it just doesn't hit. Like, I've come to see your set because I love you as a DJ. Please don't bring in these other people. I don't want to see the other people. I want to see you play your most amazing set ever. And that is exactly what Sub Focus did. He played his most amazing set ever. And I'm really sad he's not at Boomtown this year. I feel like Sub Focus and Andy C would absolutely kill out Boomtown this year. So, Boomtown, if you're listening, which you're definitely not, get them on the list. Oh, another thing. Forbidden Forest reposted my TikTok the other day. Gassed. And then I did reply with any discount code would be heavily appreciated. But they have not got back to me yet. So, Forbidden Forest. At this point, I'm not actually going, so I don't actually have a ticket because I can't afford it. So, let's see, guys, if one day festivals invite me to come in exchange for a TikTok. That would really be the dream, to be honest. That would save me so much money. So, you know, there's hoping. My story of the week this week is actually a gym story of the week. So very fitting for this week's episode. And it's actually happened to me today. So let's dive into that. So I walked into the gym earlier this morning, and you know, as a gym regular, there's people in the gym that I know, so I like say hi. The one of the personal trainers I know is like on the treadmill, so I like go over to say hi and I get on the treadmill next to him. I'm in between him and this other woman, this old lady, Karen, if you will. Foreshadowing. Anyway, immediately when I get on this treadmill, Karen stares at me. She gives me the evils. And I think, interesting, like, I haven't done anything wrong yet. Keep speaking to the personal trainer on the treadmill. We're just, you know, chatting. He's not miles away from me, so, you know, we're not shouting at each other. We're just talking. And this woman goes, oh, sorry, but can you just try not to shout as I'm trying to listen to my talk show or something like that? And like, number one, we weren't shouting. And number two, it is a gym. Like, you can't really tell people to be quiet in the gym. It's not a library. Anyway, so we're just like, yeah, whatever. Cool. Carry on talking. She then gets off her treadmill and storms over to a treadmill far away from us, like obviously making a point that we're being loud. And then she gets off that treadmill and she goes on the rowing machines behind us. We're just continuing our workout, whatever. And then she goes, oh, shout a bit louder. I can't hear you from over here. The personal trainer guy next to me is like, oh, piss off. Like, get out the gym then. Like, you're not in the right environment to be telling people to shut up. And then the gym instructor comes over and she's like, what's going on here? And another one of our pals is on the bikes that's also sort of next to us. He's like, yeah, she did this to me last week as well when I was with so-and-so. She can't be doing this and telling people to be shut up, basically, in the gym. Like, it's a public space and it's a public space that you're allowed to speak in. You don't need to be silent in a gym, you know? And she was like, I asked you really politely. And we all cohesively as a group agreed that she did not ask anyone nicely. And she was just being a pain. So that was my gym story of the week. Karen in the gym. What are you doing in the gym, Karen? Get out. No. The gym is for everyone, but it's not for her. It's not for that woman. Yeah, it really annoyed me. I just thought, I'm hearing this and I want to hear this. You know? So yes, that happened in the gym. Also, I've sat with a blanket on me today because it's so cold. Also, guys, I just got over my back injury, which I discussed to you all, the panic of the back injury with the half marathon. And now my hamstring... my hamstring hurts so much. So that's great. One injury after another. Oh yeah, tea of the week this week, everyone. Peppermint tea. Again, sorry I'm not jazzing it up with the teas of the weeks, but peppermint tea is my favorite tea and I have a tummy ache all the time, so I always want a peppermint tea. If I ever like make it, fingers crossed everyone, if I ever make it, I would love to launch my own tea. You know, like, you know how Emma Chamberlain has Chamberlain coffee? I would like tea. Whole range of different teas. A cafe that just does tea. No coffee, just tea and matcha, because matcha is technically tea. So that would be the dream. Random dream, side quest, but, you know, gassed. Okay, let's dive into what happened in my half marathon. So, a few things that worked against me was, number one, the incline of my half marathon. I cannot explain to you, was actual death. My elevation gain was 423 meters. I wasn't ready for that. I had been training on hilly routes, but not 423 meters worth of elevation gain routes. Safe to say, it finished me off. And where it was a lapped course, half the lap was getting up this hill and half the lap was getting down the hill. So by the time you just recovered from the hill, you had to do it again. And every time I was at the bottom of that hill, I just thought, I'm not going to make it up. And there was a stupid sign, like, 3/4 of the way, no, even bit, maybe halfway, it was like, it wasn't, that said, you're almost at the top. I wanted to break that sign in half because you were not almost at the top. You had another 2 kilometres. And that's not almost at the top to me. That honestly, the hill was so bad. And yeah, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But that's why I'm so proud of myself, because I still did it in under 2 hours. I worked through all the qualms, all the issues. We powered through. And, you know, I taught myself that I can do it. So another thing that went wrong, I got a stitch. I basically had a stitch for the first half. And I don't know why, guys. I get a stitch so much, like, so much. And I don't understand how. And I don't understand why. And I've tried so many different things to try and not get a stitch. Like, eating at different times. Or trying to breathe differently. Like, contract my core differently. Or, like, I really don't know why I get a stitch so much. If anyone has any advice about that, that'd actually be fabulous, because I just cannot understand why I get one so easily. I'm also beginning to think it's not a stitch. I think it's like my intercostal muscles, when there might be like a little strain that plays up. I don't really know. But that pain started playing up. And then what else went wrong? It was sunny. I have not been training in sunny weather. I've been training in freezing cold. So the heat was another thing. But it was nice to run in nice weather. Richmond Park is a trail run, which I did know, but I only knew that like 2 weeks prior. So do your research before you book your half marathon. Number one, the elevation gain, and if it's a trail run or not. I don't know why. I just booked it in such a rush and such like an impulse. I just didn't research any of this stuff. The next one I've booked, I have done that, so won't happen again. But yeah, so the ground was really uneven, and there was like bits where it was like sludgy mud, and I literally had to walk over it or around it, because I didn't want to fall over. My energy gel exploded in my pocket with my phone, so my phone speakers are now really muffly and weird, so that's great. And I got a cramp in my calf in like the last 500 meters, and I was like, please don't do this to me, trying to like stretch it as I was running, trying to get that. I just passed the 2 hour pacer and I was like, no, come on, we can do it in under 2 hours. Run. And then I got a cramp in my calf. But we did it, everyone. We did it. The first 5 kilometers were good. They were hot. Is it called a negative split? When you run quicker at the beginning than you do at the end? Which I know you shouldn't do. I know you should like conserve your energy and like save it to the end and have the energy at the end, but I definitely didn't do that. I ran my first 5k in 25 minutes 47 seconds or something like that. I set a 5k PB in the first 5k. Problem number one, I think I set off with such like adrenaline, and also I powered up that hill the first time. I was like, no, come on, let's go. And then I was dead. Second lap was all right. I was like just getting into my rhythm. Third lap, absolute death. The third lap tested me mentally so much. There was this woman running on the course with me, and she was like an angel. I was just about to start walking and she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, no, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. And I kept running. And that woman, honestly, I saw her multiple times throughout the run. And like, she would overtake me, I would overtake her, she would overtake me, I would overtake her. But we had like this little mutual like, come on, like, we've got this, like, let's keep going. And she was so sweet. That's our whole interaction. But honestly, I really appreciated it. And actually gave me a little extra push that I really didn't know I needed, but I really did need it. And then that fourth lap, I was absolutely dying. Everything hurt. My heel started hurting. My arch started hurting on my left foot. I think I'm going to get some different running shoes. I love my running shoes now, but I think I've started to roll in a bit, so I'm going to get some running shoes for overpronation. Zoe Ray is using at the moment the Puma Magmaxes, and she really likes them for overpronation, and I've got Puma now and I really like them, so I think the Magmaxes might be my next pair of shoes. If anyone has run with them before, please tell me if you love them. Yeah, I know everyone else, like, Puma's quite a rogue trainer brand. Everyone's like on their like Asics and like Nike, and but I don't know, something about Puma that's just really calling me with the running shoes, and I love my running shoes so much that I've got now. But yeah, that final lap, everything hurt. And I remember passing my family at the third lap, and I went like this. I was really dying. I didn't expect it to find it so hard, and I really wonder how I would have found it if it was a flat course, because I just can't explain to you the hill. Like, it was killing me off. But my goal was under 2 hours, which I did, so I'm really proud of myself. And when you start, before you go, they get you to stand with a pacer and like go off to queue with that pacer, and I started with the 150 pacer because I thought I'm in front of the 2 hour guy and I'll try and hang with these lot as much as I can. And by that last lap, I dropped significantly back from the 150 lot, and I saw the 2 hour pacer guy was in front of me, and I was really worried I wasn't going to do it in under 2 hours. So I was looking at my watch and trying to like do the maths of how quick I needed to run each K, and I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can do it. And I saw the 2 hour pacer in front of me, and I, at about a kilometer left, and I was like, no, we've got this. And I just full send went straight past him and like kept checking that he was a good distance behind me. Then I started to get the cramp, which was just death, but was like, no, come on, keep going. Please don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me. We got past the finish line, and my exact time was 1 hour 59:18. So literally just made it under 2 hours, but I did it. Regardless of how much I did it under 2 hours, I did it. And I'm so proud of myself. And I learned so much from that experience, and I literally can't wait to do another one. So I've now got another half marathon on the 7th of June, I think. I think it's that one. So the training plan has started. I gave myself like a week off, and now we're on to another training plan. Things I'm gonna do this time around that I didn't do last time around. I'm going to run my easy runs easy. I've spoken about it on here before, but I am such a competitive individual with not even necessarily others, but with myself, that I find easy runs so difficult because I feel like, what's the point? I feel like I should be pushing myself harder than this. And that is not the case. Like, I have easy runs scheduled for a reason. Oh, also, I'm using Runner as my little training coach. I honestly cannot recommend it enough. It's the best. Their injury management bit is amazing as well. You can like talk to a professional, like a live chat. They've got so much information on there. Like, honestly, really recommend it. But yeah, I'm gonna run my easy runs easy. I had an easy run on Monday and I just did what it told me to. I just ran nice and slow and I really enjoyed my run. Like, it was so nice. I didn't really want to go on the run beforehand, but because I just let myself run it at an actual conversational pace, not trying to convince myself this is a conversational pace when it's not, and it's the same pace as like my race pace. So stupid. Yeah. No, I'm going to run my easy runs easy. Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to fuel myself better. I think I don't eat well enough before my runs, and I didn't eat that much really last time in my last training block. Like, I think I should have eaten a bit more in terms of like carbohydrates. My protein was quite good, but I think I need to eat more carbohydrates because I'm, you know, they give you energy and fuel, and I burn through energy so much at the moment with all the training. So that's going to be another thing. I need to hydrate better. I think that's why I got cramp in my calf at the end. Not enough hydration. But I'm just trying to think of like why, because I did drink so much water before my race, and I had my electrolyte drink, and I had sips of water when I was running. I didn't want to carry too much water on me, that's the thing, because it's just extra weight, and they do hand you out water on the course. But I think I need to carry more water with me. The thing is as well is that I don't like having my water here, and I've just got the little like collapsible bottle. So I think maybe if I get like a Camelback and I have the straw here and I don't need to fill it up all the way, just a little bit, then it's like easy for me to drink. Because when I have the water here like on my side, and it makes my stitch really bad me and the stitch, honestly. The things I do to avoid a stitch. And then I also don't really understand why I got a cramp, because my energy gels have electrolytes in them as well. They're the MyProtein ones. I've got the blackcurrant flavour, and they're actually really nice. I have no complaints with them. They taste like squash if you're looking for a good energy gel. And they don't hurt my stomach. So, oh, this was it though. After my half marathon, yes, I was in pain. I expected to be in pain. I did not expect my abdominals to be the thing that hurt the most. I cannot explain to you how much pain I was in, but it was like my abdominals were cramping like there was no tomorrow. And that's why this time around I'm really like killing my core in the gym, because that was a pain like literally no tomorrow. And at the beginning I thought it's just a tummy ache, but that was not a tummy ache. Also, I thought I'm going to eat so much after my half marathon, can't wait for all the things I'm going to eat. I couldn't eat because I was in so much pain. I wasn't really that hungry. And I felt sick. So, yeah. I literally couldn't move the evening of. I feel like I'm making this sound horrible, but I had the best time. I can't explain to you that feeling. I had the best time. I couldn't wait to do it all over again. But it was really hard. But there's something so satisfying about achieving something that was really hard and doing something that was really hard. I love that feeling so much. I love feeling like, yeah, I did that. I love feeling accomplished. And let's go again. Like, let's book another one. Let's go again. I have checked. I'm doing Dorney Lake. It's a flat course. It's normal. It's not a trail run. It's like normal road. I really want to get new running shoes, but they're £170 and I obviously don't have a job, so I'm like, maybe do I Klarna them, but that's still £56 a month, and with all the festival payments, it's just like another thing I learned is that I need a new running vest. My running vest is literally just a TikTok shop running vest. I think it cost me like £5, but it's just not enough pockets on the front of it. Like, it's got the little pocket here where you put your water, and there's like a zippy pocket here. But I've got a big phone. I've got like a plus. So it doesn't really, it does fit, but it was like bouncing out of this pocket. So then I moved it over to the zip pocket and my energy gels were in there, and because they were all in one pocket and it was like really tight, an energy gel exploded all over my phone, in the microphone and speakers of my phone, in all over my top. I was just running with sticky top. But I couldn't put my energy gels in this one, otherwise they were just going to bounce out, and I didn't want to put them in the back because I wanted them to be easily accessible. So I need a new running jacket, running vest. I really want the Salomon one, but it's £100. It's £100. Why is everything so expensive, please? Another thing, because it's getting hot now, running in the heat, I want to start running in shorts, but does not everyone get chafe? Like, I'm so confused how everyone's running in shorts. I'm confused. And I know you can get like the anti-chafe balm things, but do they really work, guys? Because I have the most sensitive skin ever. I also get chafe like under my armpits, like where it rubs on my sports bra. So if anyone has any tips for the anti-chafing, like please let me know, because it drives me insane. And yeah, I had honestly had the best time. My family and friends and my boyfriend all came to watch me. I had a little gang, and it was really nice. They were all there. Honestly, they gave me such a boost every time I saw them. Can't wait to do the next one. Can't wait to start. Well, I have started this next training blog. I actually love running so much. It makes me so happy. So I'm really happy I've found another sport I love at this point in my life, because you can't really dance. Well, you can dance still at this age, but a lot of dancers that now are like going into professional careers, they went to dance school. I can obviously still go do open classes at base, but I used to train like 6 days a week with dance, compete every weekend, and so it's nice that running has sort of replaced that for me. And yeah, let's dive in to the next bit of this week's podcast, which is reading people's embarrassing gym stories. I'm actually really excited for this, so yeah, because I feel like people's big reason to not go to the gym is that they don't know what they're doing, or they might get embarrassed. But if you just think about these stories, maybe you won't get embarrassed about going to the gym, because I'm sure a lot worse has happened to many people. Oh my god, right, kicking off short but snappy. Someone put trusted a fart on the treadmill, rough trip to the bathroom. Horrendous. But why is it every time you start running, that's when your body decides that's the time you need to fart, or that's the time you need to burp, and that's the time you need to poop? Why is that always the way? I make sure I do a poop before I go on my run. And I still think, oh, do I need, when I'm running, I think, oh, do I need the toilet? But I'm like, I can't need the toilet. I just went, just before I left the door, I went to the toilet to make sure there's nothing in there. But I always immediately need a wee, or immediately need number two. So what is that about? What is that about? Can someone explain the science? Because it's so annoying. So I feel like we've all been there. Well, I mean, I have never trusted a fart on the treadmill and followed through. But yeah. Sorry if my boyfriend's listening to this, he's literally gonna think I'm absolutely disgusting. Someone's put, I was like 16, just started boxing in the gym, wanted to do a little extra cardio on the treadmill, was wearing a hoodie, decided it was a little too warm, might as well take it off, thought it would be a good idea to do it while still running. I wasn't sprinting but wasn't walking, good pace. I'm glad they're happy with their pace. Flew off the back of the treadmill with the hoodie still around my head. Made the girl next to me scream, thinking I broke my neck. Good times. No, no, no. That is, my biggest gym fear is flying off the back of the treadmill. So embarrassing. And I've seen it happen. Oh, this poor girl. When I was on the treadmill once, she was on the treadmill next to me. And I remember, the treadmills all face out at a window, and so when it's dark you can just see your reflection, and I love this because I like, I'm nosy and I just like seeing how everyone's doing on the treadmill. Anyway, I'm looking at this girl next to me and I'm thinking, you look a bit wobbly, like you look like you're gonna fly off in a minute. And as I that thought processed through my head, she flies off the back of the treadmill, like she just goes whoosh, and and then I don't know what possessed her to think that she could get back on this, like just get back on. Must have been the embarrassment. It must have been the mortifying embarrassment that she's just flown off the back of the treadmill. She tries to step back on the treadmill, but it's like still at full speed. And so she does the same thing again. So she's just flown off. She tries to get back on and she just flies straight back off again. It was awful. Bless her. I like went press the emergency thing so that it would stop. So we had to get her a chair and some ice, and she started to feel lightheaded, and so embarrassing. It was like a full gym as well, like the treadmills were full and everyone was like looking at her. Everyone had stopped running to look at her, and I was thought, this poor girl is absolutely mortified, and I've never seen her in the gym since. And do you know what? I wouldn't return either. I'm sorry. But doing it once is like fairs. Whoops. But it's the trying to get back on it and just flying straight back off. It's like her brain glitched and didn't like understand the physics of a treadmill. Bless her. So, you know, to this guy, absolutely traumatizing, embarrassing, but you're not the only person it's happened to, so don't worry. Do you know what I mean? Oh, bless. Someone's put, was looking down at my phone at a new gym as I was going to the locker room. All of a sudden, I hear some girls talking. I look up and realise there are no urinals and it's way too clean. I hide in one of the stalls until the coast is clear and run out. Sorry. But no, bless him. But I feel like it would have been better to just be like, oh, wrong changing room, and run out. Because if girls find you hiding in the girls' changing rooms, you're getting arrested. That's risky business, that. Hiding in one of the, that's too risky. No. Just be like, oh my god, wrong, like, just run out, you know? Sometimes I feel like if you're overly vocal and you overly admit your mistake, it's fine. It's when you try to pretend like nothing happened that I feel like, oh no, you know? I must say though, what were the girls talking about? Because The things I hear the girls talking about in the girls' changing rooms are wild, to be quite honest. The stories they tell about guys and who's effing who over and he slept with so-and-so, and I love it. No headphones on in the changing room for me. No, no, no. Time to lock in. People watch, people listen. It's interesting. Also, because I'm hashtag unemployed, as everyone knows, I'm also at the gym sometimes around like school to when the school kids get out, and I love listening to their school drama because I remember having that same drama when I was in school and thinking it was the end of the world and being so upset when these boys were giving you mixed signals, these little tiny adolescent teenage boys, and really putting so much of your self-worth on whether they sent you a Snapchat that day, and it really is so important to you. But one day it does just mean nothing, and I do just want to tell them, like, guys, it's all right, it's not that deep, you know, his mum still changes his bedding for him, probably still lays out his uniform in the morning, he's not worth your tears, but you've just got to let them experience it. But it does make me laugh. I was bleeding from my nipples recently. Sorry. I wore a white t-shirt and white shorts. I didn't stop working out due to the nipple bleeding. I was staring at people before they could start staring at me to intimidate them to not look at my bloody nipples. So sorry. What the hell has gone on there? What's gone on there? I'm so confused and concerned. Number one, why are your nipples bleeding? Oh, someone has asked why your nipple's bleeding. They've said, I've wore some shitty t-shirt made of some shitty material. I ran for 30 minutes on a treadmill and somehow it got chafed when I was running. What's your t-shirt made out of glass? If your t-shirt is making you bleed, surely that's a sign you need to spend a bit more peas. Surely. Oh my God, that is actually horrendous. So bad. Like that. Also, imagine someone staring you down whilst their nipples were bleeding at the gym. I'd run a million miles away. I mean, I think that is the point. So it did work. It did work. Tactic worked. But I think that's a sign to go home. I would just go home. God. On that note, I hope you've all enjoyed this week's video, guys. We're going to have to end it there because my phone is having a breakdown because it's not got enough storage. So I need to fix that. But yes, don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at The Chatty Podcast. And yeah, love you all. Bye.